The Cardassian Podcast.
The Cardassian Podcast.
The Cardassian Podcast. Listen if you want to.
Okay.
Welcome. Okay, everybody. Welcome to episode 55.
Okay. Welcome to episode 55.
The big 55.
That's right.
Kim, that's so rude that you interrupt, Chloe.
I didn't interrupt. I was starting it. Mm-hmm.
So, it is episode 55. Yep. We're celebrating our 55th
because there's a episode. Five.
Yes, we're celebrating our 55th episode, uh-huh. And people like fives and zeros.
The
so.
Big 5-5.
And
the
we're gonna. Five. We have so much plan.
We have so much plan for this podcast.
Giving you what you always love.
Yeah. We're gonna give you what Plenty you love that, and yeah. more. Stay tuned for nothing for other than what you love.
What you love.
55. For 60, we'll do something. For 60, we'll do something.
For 60, we're for sure. We're going to do something for 60.
Yeah, we're going to have something super planned.
It's going to be something.
It's going to be so watermelon.
So great. So watermelon.
But just a couple announcements. Obviously, before we get into the first segment, you guys left these questions at simjamproductions.com/podcast. Mm-hmm. Are you happy with how enthused I am, Cam, talking about it? Yep. Like I haven't said it 1,000 times.
Yep. Like you
55
need
times.
Like you have
like
to
you
be
need
reminded.
Kim's approval.
Well,
she's
maybe
the one
she
who
does.
Complains. Okay. Also, we definitely have some merch up at shopsimgm.com.
Yep.
And also, we are having a new channel on YouTube called the Cardassian Podcast.
The first
Highlight.
Video has already gone up.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys liked it. And tell us what you think.
Subscribe
to that, and you can see some fun videos, or you know, some what you guys consider highlights. Some traumatizing for us,
but it really. Should be fun. Tell me how my hair looks.
The same.
Like it always does.
Well, it's different with these headphones.
Just gorgeous.
Thank you. Was that... Why'd you just roll your eyes?
It was full on sarcasm.
Wow.
No, it wasn't.
I'm glad we're starting 55 off like this.
Oh, I didn't say anything
on
rude.
On a big five and you said you didn't want to do this.
I can roll my eyes and say great things about you. I love
no, you,
you
can't.
So much. You are the best.
So when you roll your eyes, you're just doing that because...
I can.
It hurts.
But does
it
mean you're being mean or sarcastic? You're just rolling your eyes.
Kim, glow, glow, glow is the best.
So when you roll your eyes, you're just, that's just happens to be happening.
They can't
as
see that.
It.
All they can do is hear it.
Yeah.
And they
I can hear
what
the
matter.
Sarcasm, though.
Oh my God. Just start the segment.
Okay.
But be sure to subscribe.
We already did that.
Well, I'm just,
best sister
have you
ever,
ever heard of like double saying something?
You know what? You're right. I'm so sorry.
You never heard of like reinforcement-ing?
Oh so I'm just going to go to the first segment
yeah, let's
now.
Just move on.
Okay. Rins
Al Kid. I Kid.
Catape. I'm just going to call you Catape or Rins. Rins.
Catape. Rins. How about, yeah, what if we just say Rins?
I'm just going to say Rins. Hello, Cardassians. I really love you guys so much, all the way from the Philippines.
Shout out to Pennsylvania.
That's no.
I have a question for Chloe. I used your booty booty pop juice in order to have a nice ass.
Big
but
mistake.
It got swollen. What should I do? Should I use glow 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 serums? Absolutely
yes.
not.
Yes.
No.
No.
If this,
that's what
this is a common side effect. Sometimes, from what I understand, if you read the back of the bottle, it says that's in large text, unlike, you know, some products. It is common for it to get a little swollen at first.
Oh, really?
Then it will. It's just like when you go to the dentist.
Sounds like
you get
need
your
to...
lips done. Your lips are very, very swollen.
I thought the goal was for it to get swollen.
It is.
Yeah, but this sounds like this backfired on Rins.
It's not a backfire. It's a side effect of it. So your
you
ass
You know
will,
what will be feeling fire? Your back, because your ass is going to be too big. There is just
it's
a
not
right.
going to be as big as yours or mine, Kim. That's not what it's supposed
well,
to
that's,
do.
Well, ours is just the right size.
And
but
it's important to keep walking. You have to keep walking, drink plenty of water.
That will bring the swelling down?
Yeah, it's you're working out your glutes. It's not, you
oh,
know,
wow.
booty pop juice. It's technically like an energy drink.
Oh,
to help.
Now you're okay. So now you're marketing it as something else.
I'm not marketing it as anything. There
I
are multiple.
Believe that's
it
called
like,
illegal.
It sounds like he had the booty booty pop juice booster. Not
we don't know
the,
what they
not just the regular one, Cam, because I care about these.
There's
people.
A booster.
So yeah. So you can't just drink it. You have to work for
this is yeah, your yeah. Result. Like yeah, you don't even have to run or anything. You don't know, just go for a walk. It really helps the swelling.
What if you just want to drink it just to drink
Cam,
it?
Cam, I'm actually trying to help people.
That's what my glow 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 serum will do for you.
No,
Rins.
It won't.
No.
All you have to do is
that's mixing
gently,
two products. Absolutely not.
Gently apply the serum.
No.
And for this serum, you want the AA serum.
Oh, no.
Which is for ass alignment. And so you take the serum.
No.
You dip a paintbrush in it lightly. You don't want to burn the paintbrush. You take it lightly.
You could burn the paintbrush bristles.
Yeah.
And then you just gently put the bristles against your
into
ass.
The trash can.
You gently put it on your ass.
No.
And we want a little cabin here.
Oh my God.
You can do, you can Bob Ross your ass.
No.
Bob Rossum.
With the
Don't
Go Go
you
Go
dare
serum.
Put Bob Ross's name anywhere
well,
near
Well, I just
your product.
Did because
anyway.
You would gently put the
do
bristles.
Do not use any Go 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 products. You don't need any products. If it gets swollen, you're doing it right.
You
just go
use,
for a little
use
walk.
Use the Glow 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 AA
Have
serum.
Have some water. Do not use any other serums.
AA serum. You can pick it up at any local.
And also remember to have the Booty Booty Pop Juice Cool Down Gel. It helps with to keep everything nice and tender. If you become tender, because we do these things, we actually
oh
test
my God.
These things. We don't just right. put the product out there.
Well,
now,
the
now, and we also have a customer service line
oh,
that
wow.
will help you.
Yeah, you
wow.
could actually reach people on
1-800.
You can do that on mine too.
1-800. My booty is swollen. 1-800. My booty is swollen. Okay. Gaga Tundra.
Tundra. Is that where a lot of Gagas fight? Welcome to the Gaga Tundra.
I guess that's where the monsters go.
Or it's Gaga Tundra.
It's Gaga.
Oh, that's true. It could be Gaga Tundra.
No. Gaga
has
made
point.
It so that if you see it, G-A-G-A, it's Gaga.
She can't own.
Gaga Tundra. Hi, Cardassians. How do you feel?
That sounds like one of our greetings. Does this person know Simlish? Gaga Tundra.
That is not. That's not.
It's
that is
not
Simlish.
But it could be.
That is
maybe.
Not Simlish.
And, like, maybe they got it wrong.
How do you feel about crayons and chem? How do you sleep at night knowing you're scamming and you got a lot of lawsuits waiting
Listen.
To contact you in your 5-minute window?
And that's an all caps 5-minute window.
Listen, that's...
I give your glow, glow, glow 1 star because it sucks.
Well, you haven't... Obviously,
Please
you haven't used my product.
Immediately. Mm. Also, Chloe, I love Booty Booty Pop Juice. It's popping for me. XOXO, kiss. And to Courtney, no.
Quote, quote.
Quote, no.
Shout out.
So, thank you so much, and I'm glad that Booty
well,
Booty
first
Pop
of all,
is
Gaga,
helping you. I don't make it, but I'm glad you like it.
First of all, Gaga Tundra, I hate crayons. And second...
I think that was the distraction.
Yeah, that was just
to be honest.
No, I think that was the real question. The rest
okay,
of it was
legit
just...
answer it.
The rest of it wasn't even like... Where's the comment?
Crayons are beautiful. Like, if you melt crayons, you can make beautiful art with melting crayons.
Didn't you shove a crayon up your nose when you were little?
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
Most
but
people
why?
Did. Why do, Most why, do,
people?
Why do kids do the things that they do?
She just wanted attention.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Don't kids want attention?
That's
Your
not the way to do
third
it.
Is the worst.
I was a child,
so...
and we're not going to judge me for something I did as a child.
Well,
like,
I did.
You're not going to judge me because I was
the...
a child.
You went to the nurse a lot.
Yeah.
Well.
A lot of, oh my God.
Get my battle wounds sooner as a kid. And
oh my God.
Help me become the fighter that I am.
Okay. We made a mistake like
that,
we did.
Crayons
we
and all. Anyway, I love melted crayon art. Look it up. It's like drooping.
Well, how did this turn in her favor, Courtney?
Yeah. It took a turn.
Anyways. So yeah, I don't like crayons. They're pointless. They're stupid. And they go away too quickly. And they're short. Like, make some longer crayons.
You're not using crayons, right?
Why can't they be used in like color pencil sizes? Now that's where it's at. Color pencils.
Markers. I think markers are the sh-
If you keep the top on them.
Mm.
And that's
did.
So much work. Like, okay, I want to make a rainbow, right?
Yeah.
And so now I have to take the top off the blue. Put the top back on. That's why I wouldn't put the tops on them. And I was like,
then
my
you,
mom will get some
should,
more anyways.
Then you should like crayons.
Because colored pencils are better. There's more options.
So you were wasting marker ink because you didn't want to put the top on. Yeah. It was the worst thing in the world when I forgot to put, like, I'd put the top on top of the marker. Then I'd walk away for a second and I'd be like, oh my God. But it was an orange, like, one. So I really didn't care. And it was the flavored kind and they smelled. It smelled like orange. It was so gross. It was disgusting.
It's very dangerous for kids. It makes kids want to eat the markers. So.
I think, is that a self problem you're talking about?
I'm just
about?
Saying it makes kids want to
Did you
the
lick
markers.
A marker, Courtney?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what I will say is that I don't like crayons because they just, they go away so quickly in the crayon sharpener bullshit.
Hey, let's get into the meat and potatoes of this.
I think that was the main question, and I think I answered it, Gaga Tundra. You're welcome.
Let's get into the meat and potatoes.
You don't have taste, but you're welcome.
Let's get into the meat and potatoes and the green beans.
Let's make a roast and have some mac and cheese.
Yeah.
I thought it was supposed to be potatoes. How many starches are you going
to
have with this?
Let's get into the meat and potatoes. So are you like, you have like, they gave you like one star. Like they gave you one star.
Well, that's called... Luckily for our rating system, we only have one star for you to rate our products. So thank you, first of all. That's a new thing we just started. After getting so many one stars because people kept forgetting to hit the five, we're like, let's just bring it down to one on the site.
Okay.
So it's like gold star for you. So
if they don't rate you at all, then that's bad.
Yeah, or they forgot to hit the one star.
Okay.
And we remind them.
Mm-hmm.
With about we send we're pretty like conservative with our emails. We send out about 3 a day.
Okay, that's
we don't want
to
bombard them.
For you.
You're pretty much just saying your product is one star.
Yeah, and, out of one star.
Great.
It's like giving a child a gold star for that.
Well, you've got plenty
item.
Of those.
Yes,
gold star for you.
Thank you.
Thousands.
And so, first of all, thank you for that rating, Gaga Tundra. As for everything else you said, irrelevant.
Okay, moving on. Oh my goodness, the name.
They did that on purpose.
Yeah.
I bet they did. Wolf Shagala Jellison.
Gelston Hausenberger.
Hausenberger. Great.
Let's just call him Wolf.
Wolf, yeah.
Or Wolf, as some people would say. Wolf, even though it says Wolf. This question is for Courtney. Which of the three unforgivable curses would you rather let Voldemort...
You're not supposed to say his name, but we do, so it's like...
Yeah. Yeah, we really don't care. Use on Kim and Courtney. Do you want to answer that?
First of all...
What curses
Which
would you...
of the three unforgivable curses would you rather let Voldemort use on me or...
Court on me. What?
Did they mean to say Chloe?
I think they meant
Chris. We have a lot of K's, though, so
they
could have been Kylie or Kendall.
I think they meant Kylie.
Yeah, Kylie.
Kim and Kylie, not
me. No, I think they meant Chloe and Kylie.
No.
Yeah.
I don't follow, so what's the curses?
I don't know.
It says which of the three
unforgivable curses? I don't know what they mean.
Are there unforgivable? Did we miss something? Are there
I don't
unforgivable
know.
We don't
curses?
Study, so.
I've never met Voldemort.
Well, we did, but
on the
he
back
was like
of
ahead.
Head, but that was it.
Yeah.
I hope I don't.
Is that?
I hope we don't see him again.
Yeah, like I think he's gone.
Like,
kinda,
like,
for he, good.
Like getting in the way of my studies.
Yeah, I don't know if I can answer the question because I don't know.
Did we not learn unforgivable curses?
I don't know.
Like
honestly, so I guess we'll just move on.
I
Sorry.
Think we.
Sorry,
but
Wolf.
Who? But let's say you did know one. Who would you use it on? And be gentle when you say Chloe.
Oh my God. Don't let Kim. No. Just give it
to
her.
So you think I'm going to say Chloe? So
I
I'm
know
gonna
you're
going to
say
the opposite
Chloe.
Of what you're going to
No. So,
what you think.
Oh, well, poor Kylie. She didn't deserve that.
Moving on.
Next part of the question.
Yes. This one is for all the Cardassians.
Hopefully we get an answer.
Every wizard who is new to Hogwarts gets their Hogwarts letters when they become 11. Chloe, you are 49.
Wow.
Kim, you are 50.
Okay.
And Courtney,
that's called...
you are 53.
What are these numbers?
These are so rude.
Inaccurate as well.
Yeah.
Kim's 56. How
Shut
did
up,
you receive
Chloe.
Your letters after 40 years of Hogwarts tradition of sending letter to wizards on their 11th,
or did...
on their
oh, wait,
11th
yeah.
birthday? Or did they forget that you are wizards for 40 years? By the way, Cardassians, you are older than you know.
Now you say you know who?
Well, this is just
you literally just said his name.
Yeah, listen, Wolf.
Yeah, listen here, Wolf.
You are, first of all, so disrespectful.
So rude. So rude.
You know that we've never been in the wizard world. Yeah. We were never introduced to that world.
So I think they were trying to avoid sending us letters.
That.
Probably.
Because they don't really like us there.
Some of them. Yeah, some of them really don't like us.
And what if the owl down like, no, no.
And what if this whatever Voldemort or whatever like was like trying to stop, like you don't know our story.
Yeah.
So like why don't you like let things play out?
Like yeah, like
that was their decision to send it to us now.
Yeah. Yeah. Like so why don't you just like let things play out instead of asking?
And maybe
so many
mom was hiding them from us because she gave them to us, which was a little bit suspicious.
Yeah, I mean she wanted us to go.
Yeah.
She wanted
for some
us to
reason.
Go. Like it's like I don't know, maybe she did know and we I don't know. You're just have to let
yeah,
things
maybe
play
let
out.
Things.
Yeah, maybe we're late bloomers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
Makes
like,
us
did
even
you ever think
awesome.
About that, Wolf?
And you're exaggerating our ages. So, really, we're not
like,
that older
really?
Than the kids.
Seriously?
Okay.
Rudeness. The rude. Like, I'm just like at the limit of rudeness
yeah.
right now. That like punched me up to two.
And I'm sick of all these like these wolves who think that they can
like
roll. Like,
they're.
Over.
Yeah, where's your pack? Go yeah. find your. Packy loan.
Just rude.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah, me too. I'm over it.
Yeah.
That's so watermelon.
Watermelon.
Welcome to segment two. That's so watermelon. Where we're given five random topics and we decide if each thing is so watermelon or so not watermelon.
You sing so
I
badly.
I put a little spice.
It was beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Very
Chloe.
Well done.
I thought it sucked.
Very impressive, really.
Wow. I put a little spank on it.
So you say.
Yeah, mm-hmm. If you were to spank something.
Sure.
First topic, chicken nuggets. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
So watermelon.
Why? I only like homemade chicken nuggets.
I don't. Well, okay. So how do you homemade? Do
we,
you make them?
We don't ever have
absolutely
chicken.
Absolutely not.
Are you talking about the store bought ones that are called homemade nuggets?
No, I have a chef that makes
okay.
them.
Here's the thing: chicken nuggets aren't something that people usually make at home. People make like thick chicken fingers,
chicken tenders.
But, like I don't see a lot of chicken fingers.
Tenders.
No, like we have chicken fingers, but we don't see a lot of chicken.
No, they're
nuggets.
Chicken tenders. They're
people
not...
call them chicken fingers too.
Yeah, they call them chicken fingers when they're five, Chloe.
People still call them chicken fingers.
Grow up. It's called a chicken
you grow
tender.
Up.
It's called a chicken tender.
It's chicken fingers. People
I
make.
I thought we were talking about chicken nuggets.
We
I know.
Are.
So that's what I'm saying. Not a lot of people really make chicken mini tenders.
Chicken nuggets are
mini tenders.
They're the.
Oh my god.
They're if two chicken. Tenders had a baby. There are called. Here's the little baby
what,
chicken nugget.
What is this chicken tender? I don't understand.
You just said chicken tender a second ago.
I know
so
chicken
you
fingers.
Do. Yeah, and then you said tenders, Chloe.
Yeah,
like you're supposed
chicken
to.
Chicken tenders are chicken. They're not chicken nuggets. They're chicken mini tenders. But
chicken
fingers.
Nuggets are the babies of chicken tenders.
Fingers. But anyway, chicken nuggets are good.
But they're not chicken. That's the thing.
What are they then?
They're made with all kinds of like different species and birds. But they're not chicken.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
It's in the name chicken.
Go to any fast food place. Burgers serves chicken nuggets. And they'll show you.
It's made from chicken.
No, it's chicken and chicken parts. What does that mean? That can mean anything.
Well, listen, let's not get into what fast food uses these days because I never know.
They could use all kinds of parts, but it's not guaranteed to be the chicken.
We don't eat fast food.
Well, we're banned from a lot. And mostly here, there's a lot of
burgers with organic.
Burgers is like the in and out that you human have
yeah.
for the Sims. So yeah. it's super popular here, especially in Los Angeles.
Which means it's a little overrated as well.
Yeah, to me it's overrated, especially after they sued us. But.
Yeah. But chicken nuggets, they're so watermelon, I guess.
They're so not
yeah,
watermelon. I don't
so
know
watermelon.
What's in that.
Yeah.
Don't call them, just call them nuggets because they're not chicken.
Chicken mini tenders.
Now you're saying tenders?
Yes, because that's what a chicken, like, that's the code name for chicken.
Oh,
I
my only God. Know chicken There's fingers. No.
I thought you would have said mini chicken fingers.
Yeah.
No, because that's what a tender
Shut
is.
Up, Chloe.
Next topic, heist. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
So watermelon. I love a good heist.
Because you've been in one.
Yeah, are you saying it like you've done a heist?
Listen, we all do what we have to
is
do.
Is that how you get your you know what pictures?
No, I don't know what you know what pictures are.
Booty hole pictures.
And if there are these photos that you're claiming allegedly,
I'm not, I am not the one allegedly.
Getting them. Anyway, I will also.
You do a heist to
anyway,
get.
Anyway, heist. Are so cool, like they're the best type of movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No,
listen, we have all have been in like at some point, like in all the adventures we've gone on. Like I feel like at some point we're going to be in a heist.
I mean,
or we
well,
have been in one. At
well,
this
things
point.
Yeah. things have happened, and some we can't always discuss legally. But I will say, heist movies are so boring.
So not true.
You're They're boring. So boring. Like that Ocean's 75 or whatever, however many there's been. That movie, how many times are we going to see them rob the same casinos? Rob, like they
They're
do
not
the,
always robbing the same
it is
casinos.
So boring. It's like, hurry up and get to it. You're just talking and talking
they
and
talking.
They have
to plan what they want to do.
The planning film. Is so boring.
No, it's not.
Like, just get to it.
That's boring.
But then the movie will only be 5 minutes.
Exactly. That they know that, so they have to drag everything out in between. It's like, here's the plan. Okay, here's the plan again of the plan of the plan we just did.
You're such a heist hater.
You just don't like to analyze and think.
I don't like to have to sit and listen to somebody talk about what they're going to do.
We have to learn the heisters first.
No, we don't, because yes, we're not doing it. Just show me that you're going to do it. Why do you need to tell me, like, I'm going to join?
Whatever. Okay.
How am I going to join?
It's so watermelon. Yeah. I don't think real heists, real lives are good. Like I like a heist, like, if it's, like, undercover, like, you know, like, cool. Like
getting booty cool hole people. Pictures.
I mean, as an example, if someone has
yeah,
to take,
just an example.
If someone did something wrong, you know?
Yes.
Okay,
just
moving
an
on.
Example.
Example, allegedly.
Let's say the person doing the example's name was Chloe with a C.
Sure, allegedly.
With a C.
Yeah, allegedly.
Doing a heist
sure.
to get certain pictures.
They would do it well with a C.
Let's say hypothetically, how would they do it?
I don't know. I have no way of knowing because
she
don't,
hires people.
I don't know, you know, that they uh-huh. would... You know, like, I would assume there's, like, a hierarchy.
It's
in
okay,
the
Chloe, just...
Your back has
okay.
got to be hurting from all this digging you're doing right now.
The only digging
Give it
that's
a rest.
Going on is
you need some
you,
ice.
Kim.
Her
you
back
need some
is against
ice.
The wall right now.
My back
no, that's a
is
different,
against
that's
a chair.
Courtney, I thought we were on the same... That's a different, like, idiot or whatever.
You're talking
you're
about something
use.
Else.
No.
You too. It's like there's a mastermind who knows how to outsmart you about these things.
I think we should move on.
Yeah, let's,
yeah,
before,
let's move on.
Legally,
let's move on.
Let's move on. The lawyers will be blowing
Chloe
up our
with
phones.
Chloe with a C may, you know, get angry.
Next topic, taking credit for things you didn't do. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
Kim knows
I
about
think,
this.
No, I think both of you would know about this.
If you're going to talk about so watermelon, we're not going to go there.
Let's talk about the title of this segment, that's so watermelon. I think you guys would be great at this topic.
Kim, what are you talking about?
I made that so watermelon, and then you guys
again.
Took wow. the credit for it, and now everybody's always like, your sisters are so great for making that so watermelon. I'm like, no.
They're right.
Kim, listen. I'm
no.
not saying, Kim, listen, okay? Listen, okay? I understand you're frustrated. Because,
I'm, no.
Because something caught on that your sisters, like.
That I made.
Kim.
Chloe.
Listen, Kim, listen. I'm not saying that we created the
I'm
the,
that's
the
exactly
words.
What you said though.
We're not saying that we're creating the words.
But we created the catchphrase.
I'm,
yeah. No, Kim, listen.
Wow.
Listen. You may
wow.
maybe
okay, I'm
Kim,
not gonna sit
I'm gonna
this.
Give you
I'm
some
not gonna
credit.
Sit here.
I'm gonna give you some credit. What? Okay? There's a difference between coming up with the sentence and then making it a catch and making it popular.
And that is
and
what
making
I
it
did.
Pop, like a booty.
Oh my God.
What I'm saying
But there is,
a
way for words to glow.
Kim, we made it.
Don't try to
You did
right
not
now.
Make
We made it.
You didn't make
You may have
anything.
Made the words that, you know, put it together. Like these two words.
Yeah,
like,
and the whole phrase.
You put so and watermelon together, but me and Courtney globalized it. We made it.
Pretty
Do you know
much.
What I'm saying?
Like, no.
Your phrase would have been nothing without us. Do you know what I'm saying? So I'm not saying that you didn't do anything.
But that's
Can
exactly
that be
what you're saying.
Say?
That is exactly
what
you're
saying.
Saying
is
what you're doing right now is a heist, and you both committed a heist, and you stole my phrase.
I didn't steal anything, Kim.
Kim,
I never,
it's just wrong for you to try to take
you
credit
guys
for
stole
something
my
you
phrase,
do.
And you did. You performed a heist right in front of me,
Kim. You
right
you
from
had,
under my
you
ass.
You had something, and we made it.
So do you think it's watermelon or so not?
It's
watermelon?
So not watermelon.
I think it's so not watermelon too.
Right.
And yet you did it.
Kim, we didn't.
Oh my God. I'm really not going to sit here and be bullied. Not today.
Okay.
I'm not going to be bullied today.
Should, okay, Kim, it's okay. Leave, do you want to take a break?
No.
Okay.
We'll finish without you.
That's the watermelon.
Next topic, Kylie's rocks. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
So not watermelon.
Yeah, it's so not watermelon. I don't understand how
wow,
that
Wow, you're
passed.
Actually...
What?
Agreeing with
I
me?
I do agree. I don't understand how that was
I mean,
number
no
one
offense.
For months.
I think it's so watermelon because I'm impressed by how people did buy it. And she made so much money.
She literally sold
oh,
out
I'm impressed
for some
by
reason.
Her. She
that's like, called deceiving your fans. And that's something I would never do. You have to be loyal.
Okay.
Yeah, because you're
what
super
was that?
Loyal.
I'm saying you're full of shit.
Well, this is full of rocks and literal rocks. Like Kylie just found rocks and somehow made $1.2 billion
well,
less that when that came out.
Her assistants went out and picked up rocks.
I cut my yeah. faith on that product.
Yeah, you did.
So that Kylie's rocks
and
can
it's
suck it.
Still,
sorry, baby sister.
And it's still sold out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because it has Kylie's name on it. And she is like listen
I think
I'm not
people,
saying she's not brilliant but
I think people
like,
mistakenly thought it was like oh you rock I think the people were like yeah Kylie does rock and then bought it not knowing it was actual rock
that and there was
it's
there
deceiving.
Was no guarantee with that product.
But you did get a variety of rocks not one rock
oh
the
how lovely this one to slice your eyeball
oh,
this one
point.
To slice your
I
chin
I think there's some people that realize that they were rocks and there's like a lot of rock collectors out there like people collect rocks
wow
and to have
so she
a,
was
a
going,
Kylie rock
she was going for a different
yeah
market
you know like some people like they use crystals
uh-huh.
and they have like all those kind of stuff like some people collect rocks
so they were yeah they were getting
she nailed
they're getting
the rock
what they were paying for literally
she hit that huge rock collecting market
yeah Kylie thought it was going to be like used on their face
yes
our baby sister tried to create permanent lipstick once.
I think you yeah. just thought it was supposed to go on your face
no they told
well she
me to
told
do it.
Yeah she, and she didn't have to though that's the thing
I was
yeah.
there for my baby sister
she was testing you
I was there for my baby sister
you're there for your baby sister
but
and you
Kylie
were there
rocks,
at the hospital
in my opinion is so not watermelon but if yes, you're a rock collector.
Still so not watermelon because those are just rocks you could get anywhere around Los Angeles. Who said they're special
Who said
rocks?
They're from Los Angeles. They yeah. could be
You're
special.
Saying she imported rocks.
Yeah. Kim.
You guys don't know
Somewhere
this
over
business.
The water.
Okay.
Last topic, graffiti. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
So watermelon.
I might Why? Have gone to detention for it.
You well, yes.
It was
and then
beautiful,
when they said to
it?
Stop,
I
you
was
did
wrong
it again.
For accused.
Well, okay, so we
you
did
put,
it together,
you,
and the, I left. But you,
your mistake was signing your name.
I'm not that dumb.
Well, you did, Courtney.
You did sign your name. You wrote no.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm wrongfully accused.
You weren't wrongfully accused if you signed
Someone
your
else
name.
Did it and put my name.
You literally
you
put no. You didn't put your name. You put no. And that
which
was
is
enough.
Your signature. That is like putting about. Your name. But she did put her name once, too.
You didn't see me actually doing it, though. Someone else could have done it.
But you put... Courtney,
You're
they have cameras.
You, but it wasn't me.
Even back then, they had cameras because of the school we went to.
I only helped you once. But listen, I feel like graffiti. But graffiti's not all tagging and stuff. Like there's like graffiti that is like people are paid to like do art out there, and that's something that's like really really beautiful. Like I've seen. Can someone do like a cool like tribute
no.
to us? Like paint us and like put Kardashians. Like you know what I'm saying? Please, fan art people.
Are you going to pay them?
No, I'm. It's a
then
request.
They're not going to do
that's
it.
That's what influencers do. They just ask for things, and then their fans.
And you're supposed
do
to get it.
Yeah, if they do so that, we'll give you a shout out.
You're just
on
testing the waters.
Yeah, we'll give you a shout out on Instagram.
Yeah,
we'll tag you mm-hmm. in the comment and not in the picture.
Pay
itself.
With clout.
Yeah,
I think it's so watermelon.
I think it's the watermelon.
I think it's
oh,
so
like
watermelon.
Our beautiful watermelon in the Picardas.
That'd be great.
It's a watermelon.
It's so watermelon, but I don't. What is a shame is that when it rains,
do it in a legal place.
When
where
it
you can
rains,
do that.
It's gone.
No, like
so
there's,
that's a
there's
shame.
Literal pinks out there that are stuff. Used for this kind of stuff. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, when it rains, it's gone.
Not that I know about purchasing good.
Well, you
sure. It's called a matte spray, so that it's waterproof.
So you put a mat over it.
Yeah, like
then
a mat.
Then how are people going to see it?
M-A-T-T-E, like a mat. You know what a mat is. Like when we do our fingernails, we mat them.
That's different. Those are nails. This is a wall.
Anyway, I
you
think-
You wouldn't- If
I
you want to cover legal, your wall, like think, Chloe said.
I think legal graffiti is beautiful.
It's so watermelon. But do yeah. make a watermelon graffiti of us.
Yes, I'd love that.
Like, do it in your room or something, so that way you won't get in
no, do it
quote
in,
unquote
do it
trouble.
In a legal spot where you're allowed.
If you
to do
get
it.
In trouble, we never said any of this,
right.
And we will literally deny everything.
Get a permit, like do it.
Get a permit
or do some nice chalk like on your drive, like on a driveway or something. Like,
yeah, make a watermelon and put Cardassians in the middle.
Or still watermelon, like I'd love that just for yeah. fun. You don't have to.
And tag us on Instagram.
You literally don't have to do it. But
you don't
whatever.
Have to do that. But
you
if
don't
you
have
love
to do
me,
it. But
you know,
yeah,
you
if you
do it.
If you're a real fan, like,
yeah, like if you love
you don't us. Have to do it.
No, please wow. don't.
But
if you're, you love us.
If you actually care,
yeah.
if With, you don't want
ask
to
your
hate
parents,
us, yeah. You know? If you don't want to be like rude,
yeah.
But you don't have. Don't feel pressured.
Please don't feel.
Don't
pressured.
Feel pressured.
Like, but
chalk like,
is like it's just chalk.
Yeah, yeah, it's just like really. You could. Your parents won't get mad.
Show us your like graffiti heart side. You know. Who's
the
smartest?
Me.
All right. Segment 3. Who's the smartest? We're given 2 random words we don't know, and we try to guess what they mean. Whoever guesses the closest is
and points
the smartest.
Don't matter.
And I've known the most.
No, points,
points
don't matter.
Matter to the fans.
Points do not matter.
Mm-hmm.
Not in, not ever. Not
do they
now.
Matter when you're in last? Is that like
they don't matter?
They oh, okay. There, yeah. I proved it. So
no, they matter, don't matter.
They
ever.
Matter when she if she no, like, ever becomes first.
Yeah,
they don't
that's when they'll
ever matter.
Matter. But that won't happen. So
first word acromion. Acromion.
To me, that sounds like
wait. Let her spell it.
It's acromion.
You done spelling it? Okay. To me, that sounds like something you mathematicians use.
Oh.
There's
divided
there's
by the
perimeter.
Acronym.
There's perimeter.
Okay.
There's the axis. And then there's the L shape that's a 90 degree.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have
180 degrees.
That word.
Acromion.
I think I opened a math textbook once. And that word was in the back when I was looking at the answers.
Wouldn't
I remember seeing
a,
that for the acromanium oh, okay. problem.
In the back where the answers
if
were.
If little Tommy room. Had a triangle.
Mm-hmm. Why would
acromanium?
Somebody have a triangle like the instrument?
Kim, think about it.
No.
Think about it.
There's. Acromanium. I think the word means something very, very large. Almost like macro.
It's a large medium
except
thing.
It's acromion.
A large what though?
Like mass, large, population. It just means large.
Okay. I think acromion means.
Now you're saying it like acromion?
Acromion.
So it's not acromion.
It sounds
anymore?
Like it's in the periodic table.
Are you setting us up?
What?
You're setting us up. She purposely said the word wrong so that we would be so off the ball.
Yeah.
Are you trying to catch up?
Is
you're
that what's happening?
You're a point.
You just don't know what the word is. Chloe.
You're a half away from me. Don't think I don't remember that in points.
Wow.
Points
wow,
don't matter.
That's right.
Points don't matter, so.
I think it's some kind of chemical of some kind. But I've got nothing else.
Something that a mathematician.
So you say chemical. You said first you said on the periodic table, which I don't think so.
What's her chemical elements?
But you don't. So you is it on the periodic table or not? Or is it just a chemical?
Both.
It could either be one.
To me, it honestly sounds like a formula for like math problems.
So you say science, you say math, and I say large.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's basically in the human anatomy, it's a shoulder.
What?
It's a bony process on the scapula. It's a shoulder blade.
Are you?
What did I say? I said a 90 degree angle. And what is the shoulder?
No, shut up.
90 degrees.
So if someone had said like a bone in the body, that
we would have gotten it.
But
I broke my acromion.
It's like, oh, well, is that my phalanges in my macromedium?
Like I popped my acromion out.
Yeah, but
I never
listen,
heard that show in Simbone.
Isn't that bone large?
No.
Bones are large.
Shut up.
They're a large part.
You wouldn't even get half a point for that.
It's literally like the tiniest of the shoulder blade.
What the hell? I would say it's like, it plays a large role.
Shut up. It's not going to work. We didn't get a point, Kim. Let's move on.
You sound so, okay with it, Chloe.
Well, your point is you sound so at peace. It's not large. It's small. It's stupid.
At least it wasn't a plant.
Yeah. Chloe.
Do not even talk about that, please.
All right. The next word is papulation. PAPULATION.
I feel like I've heard that word. Anybody else feel like they've
heard that
word?
That does. That does sound familiar.
Because I don't want to be wrong.
I think we learned this in school.
Yeah.
When I bothered to show up.
Or is it when like everybody gets together and has a pap smear?
I mean, maybe.
That, I mean, it could be. It could be.
And that's a healthy thing to do.
Yeah.
I think that. I feel like once again this has something to do with the body. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It
or it might
sounds,
be super simple.
It might be I think it's a whole bunch of plants together. Like that's called a papulation in scientific terms.
I don't know why I'm thinking of cells. I don't know if I'm in a plant or cells just in the human body. But
yeah,
I don't know.
That also sounds. It just
it sounds
like
a
like
grouping
a group
of cells or something. It's oh god, I'm gonna be so mad when we hear the definition because I know I've heard this word.
Yeah,
or it might have to do with the heart. Like
palpitations,
population of the heart,
maybe.
A
I don't
palpulation
know. I'm gonna be so mad. I want
to
hear this
is
word.
An invitation from a heart to a blood vessel saying, "Come on."
I feel
in.
Like this is giving me anxiety, like true, true anxiety.
Yeah, I think this is like
it'll only be a wreck if it has something involved with a plant.
Well, I kind of was talking about
you say group of cells, I say group of plants.
Yeah, but when I say cells, I'm talking about, I don't know, like just in any life form. I feel like it can apply to anything
that's cheating.
Alive.
Well, let's do this then.
Wait, what do you think it is? I forgot.
Heart.
Heart,
oh, yeah.
Like having to do like
yeah,
organ.
Yeah, yeah.
Trail.
It says a stage in some eruptive conditions marked by the formulation of papules. That tells me nothing.
What's a papule?
What are papules? If the papule has to do with the cell or a plant, I get a half point.
It says a papule is small, raised, tender bump on the skin.
Wait,
that's
a bunch of cells, though, isn't that? Like a bunch of white cells?
It says like a razor burn.
Oh.
Insect bites, skin tags, or goosebumps.
Inflammation.
Oh,
but
so even like goosebumps. That's called a papulation?
So something that it's raised.
So instead of saying
skin,
I've got the chills, you say I've got the papulation.
It says a stage in somewhat eruptive condition. So,
when it's
when
not,
we get a chill
yeah.
and we get like goosebumps.
A papulation.
That's a papulation.
I was so close. I could have been like, I feel like me.
If you had said
I feel like me and Courtney were a little close because we were talking about.
Wow.
Oh, we're not getting points, but I feel like we were close because we're talking about like the human body.
Right.
Wow. Anything to exclude Kim?
You exclude.
Right?
You have 13 points, right?
You excluded.
Thank you
yourself.
So much for listening to this week's podcast.
Thank you so much.
Screw both my sisters. They're bitches. They're rude. They're so not watermelon.
Don't say that about Kylie
the
and Kendall.
Perfect women.
Don't say that about Kylie and Kendall.
Okay, bye.
Just rude.
No, I took the compliment. Kids want to eat the markers. So.
I think, is that a self problem you're talking about?
I'm just
about?
Saying it makes kids want
Did
to eat the
lick
markers.
A marker, Courtney?
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Let's just call him Wolf.
Wolf, yeah.
Or Wolf. As W. Some people would say Wolf, even though it says Wolf. This question is
fuck
for
you. Because you know that I can't say that word. Wolf.
Wolf. Like you're saying wool.
I say woof, though.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck you.
A werewolf. Loser. Okay. Woof.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Let's do this. Damn it.
Last topic.
Stop.
Sorry. Close the box. Okay. 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 We're ready.